Hey guys, Valerie V here. Just wanted to say hello on this Friday, March the 2nd. We've been a little crazy this week and a little busy, but I just want to have had a few conversations with folks this week, and I hear a lot of, oh, we didn't make enough sales, or, oh, you know, we're so busy, but we didn't have time, or we da, da, da. No, no, no. If you didn't make enough sales this week, or if you didn't acquire enough new clients, let's get real for just a minute. There is only one responsibility, and that is really yours. It might be the technique, it might be your closing skills, it might be that you didn't get out and hustle enough this week, you didn't get out and really talk to enough people, or you didn't take that last minute complicated case that's gonna come your way this Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. So when I hear people say, well, we didn't get enough sales this week, or we didn't get any leads this week, there's only one person to blame for that, and it is not everyone else around you. It is how much ownership and how much time you spent on generating new business. If you are out there shaking hands and looking people in the eye all week long, then you would have enough sales. And so you need to determine what kind of time is it going to take me to make sure that I have enough clients in my pipeline to keep everything afloat. So if you're a new business owner and you feel like you didn't get enough leads this week, think about what you did or maybe what you did not do all week long. Maybe think about your internet marketing. Maybe think about your direct referral marketing. Both of those things work hand in hand. And if you didn't make the most of it, then you'll probably find out that next week you're going to have cash flow issues. So get out there and hustle. And next week, as soon as Monday morning starts, get out there and make it happen for your week. So today is Friday, and on Monday, it's my daughter's 11th birthday. They are triplets, and they turn 11 on Monday. So I'm going to take the day off. I might do a video if they're at school all day, and you know, there's not a whole lot of other stuff going on, but probably Monday you're not going to hear much from me. But we got to get back on our schedule. I created a schedule of marketing Monday and doing something Tech Tuesday. I'm doing something on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. And Friday is Freestyle Friday. So I'm going to put up a post, and I'll extend it through the weekend. But if you want to put in the post that I'm going to put on Elder Care Entrepreneurs, if you want to talk about the business you have and you want to, you know, put your link to your website up there, Freestyle Friday is the time to do that. So Freestyle Friday, not only do you need to get up off your butt and go get some new referrals or get some internet connections done, but you also need to go to Elder Care Entrepreneurs, and you need to go to LTC's Valerie V Show on Facebook, and you need to talk to us about what you do and where you are located. If you sell products to home care agencies, that's okay. Freestyle Friday is the only time that you can do that. So thanks, everybody. We're going to start with Marketing Monday. I might do a video on Sunday and put it out on Monday. We'll see how things go. So happy Friday, everybody. Have a great weekend. The air is getting a little bit warmer. Oh, and I have a phone call. And around here, I know there's some storms in the Northeast, but we'll get through it. Spring is almost here, everybody. Have a great Friday. Bye-bye.